Hello, everybody. You're listening to Town Square Media Montrose. My name is John Ingram, and I'm very pleased to be joined by three very special people. Stacy Ryan with the Valley Symphony Association, Troy Raper, the orchestra music conductor with the VSA, and Michael Murphy, a wealth advisor for Cimarron Wealth Management. And Cimarron Wealth Management is the season sponsor, one of the season sponsors for season 52 of the VSA. And first of all, thank you all for coming in, and I'm excited to talk to you and hear about everything going on at the VSA and at Cimarron Wealth Management. We're going to talk about it all. So, Stacy, I want to start with you. Tell me how the season is going thus far, and let's recap the concert on November 11th and 12th.
Sure. No, the season's going great. We're back to our sixth concert series. So we had our Pops in the Park concert. We just had our first fall orchestra concert over the past weekend. And it was Troy's first time on a main stage, so we're excited about that. And we are gearing up for now, right away, gearing up for our Christmas by Candlelight concerts, which are, they're shifting around in date a little bit, so you definitely want to bring that to people's attention. Our Candlelight concerts are going to be Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th of December this year. And then on to our three concerts next year as well.
Yeah, and I want to ask you and Troy a little bit more specifically about the concert last weekend on the 11th and 12th, just because I know we try to keep the suspense beforehand, so we encourage people to come. But now that the concert was is already passed, tell me a little bit about how it went and you know, what type of music was played. Troy?
Well, this concert, this was an amazing experience, first of all, to be in the Montrose Pavilion, and thanks to the city of Montrose and all the things they do to make that possible for us. It was really, really exciting to be on that stage and work with these folks, and both concerts were tremendous. We had some very, very nice musical moments throughout that show, and I think everybody walked away having felt the music, which was the intention of this show. And I know I'm exhausted. It was just really a high energy, really fun. I had a blast, and I think the audience and the musicians also did as well.
Well, that's great, and I'm sure it's a sign of things to come, of course, for the future concerts. Stacy mentioned Christmas by Candlelight. It was the night before Christmas. That is coming up on December 15th.
Yeah, we're starting rehearsals on Wednesday.
Wow.
For new music, and we're excited to get the choir and Katie in there and make some beautiful sounds.
Yes, and it is just to let people know so they can mark their calendars, Friday, December 15th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 16th at 6:30 p.m. at the Montrose Pavilion. And I know, Stacy, every time you and I talk, we talk about the importance of the community sponsors, the organizations and businesses that make season 52 and every season of the VSA possible, and perhaps none more so than Cimarron Wealth Management. They are a season sponsor, so they get top billing, and for good reason. And I'm here with Michael Murphy, as mentioned. And Michael, I'm curious a little bit about the background of how Cimarron Wealth Management got involved with the VSA.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, and good question. Really, it started because our founder, Kevin Sanderford, his wife was an oboe player in Symphony. That was, I think, the original connection years ago to how our firm got connected to the Symphony. And that eventually morphed into, some advertising in the program, and just slowly over time sort of increasing our commitment to the VSA. And then a couple years ago, or I guess it was last year, the VSA came up with this new idea of having not just concert partners, because they've always had a great team of community partners sign up to be concert partners, but they wanted a whole season partner. And it just kind of lined up with some shifts in our paradigm and what we were trying to accomplish within our team in terms of community involvement and generosity. We decided to take the leap and sign up for that slot, mostly just because of how much we value the organization, value what the VSA puts out in the community, a longstanding kind of pillar of the community that we were happy to help, meet their goals and keep moving down the road for another 52 years.
And that's great. Very well said. And Stacy, I want to kind of flip the question over to you and ask about the importance of Cimarron Wealth Management's support. Again, longstanding history. It was some, a natural fit for them, considering some of the founder's family involved in the VSA, which again is indicative. Season 52, the VSA has grown, and Stacey couldn't have grown without supporters like Cimarron Wealth Management.
Oh, absolutely not. It's really hard to, you really can't overstate how important our partners are, and everybody who gives to the VSA, from our, you know, obviously our musicians, number one, and all the way to the audience members, all the way up through all of the different ways to give and support us, all the way to Cimarron Wealth Management, as well as the David Mize family, who is the other season co-partner, very generous folks all the way around. We've really grown over the last 5-6 years. We've really grown tremendously, and we're really at a tipping point to really grow even more. And it's in thanks absolutely to partners like Cimarron Wealth Management that we've gotten to this, that we've been able to grow to this stage. And we've got the two concert performances, or two performance concerts, I'll get that right, that we did not have before season 50. The only one that we would do two performances of was our Christmas concert. Now our growth process is to get both performances to fill the house now. So, Cimarron Wealth Management not only has allowed us to get to that point where we even have these two concerts, but what they do will help us continue to grow into that two performance concert
series. And that's good to see. I mean, that's indicative of how much the VSA has grown, how much the support from organizations like Cimarron Wealth Management have grown to make it possible. And Troy, you know, being that you are, I suppose, new to your official capacity full-time with the VSA, talk to me about how heartening it is to see organizations like Cimarron Wealth Management, and just overall the support from organizations that allow the VSA to grow. It's good timing for it.
Yeah, and you know, I said it on stage last night that we're dealing with a community, a true community organization, and the musicians and the staff and everybody who contributes to this process is just building a wonderful tool for the community to gather and to experience art. And it is just, it's a really rare thing to see in communities. And it's something that is so valuable to just everybody in the region. And we're dealing with a region of 12 or 13 small towns and cities that are contributing to this process. And to have Cimarron Wealth Management give us a boost in that ability is huge. And these things don't exist in a lot of places. So it's very exciting to have it here and to be part of it. And I said last night that it's interesting to me that I didn't know as much about this organization when I got involved, or until I got involved. And I've lived on the Western Slope for 30 years, and it's really nice to have a better understanding, and I'm able to go out and share that with other people. And just having the support to be able to do that is golden. And I can't, you can't overstate that, the value of that to what we do.
Absolutely. And it's a perfect segue to you, Michael. You know, we talked about the background of how Cimarron Wealth Management got involved in the Valley Symphony Association, but tell me about how the relationship has been this season. You know, of course, taken as a season sponsor, you're involved and a part of every concert, and you're a big reason why we're able to have two concert performances. And I'm curious, Michael, what has it been like this year? What's been, what are some rewarding parts about the involvement with the VSA?
You know, even if the only reward was getting to see these concerts continue to happen year after year, I think that would be enough. They do great music. It's a fun energy when you show up at one of these concerts and see, you know, hundreds of people out to support the work. And, you know, this year we've been attending the concerts to get up front and say hi to everybody. And so, you know, for me, it was kind of fun that first concert to be backstage and see the musicians getting ready and see a little bit of how the music's made. But yeah, I mean, it really, it's as simple as that. It's as simple as seeing the music made and showing up and watching them do what they do best.
Yeah. And it's definitely true. But what I think is great and so important to remember, I've reiterated it before, but without the support of folks in organizations like yours, the VSA wouldn't be able to, I mean, forget growing, the VSA wouldn't be able to survive. And that's part of what makes this area so great to live in is because people do band together and make sure that organizations like the VSA, which improve the fabric and the culture of our society, in order to make them be able to do what they do best. And it just helps the whole fabric of the community. And Stacey, I do want to look ahead a little bit. I know we just had the classic drama feel, the music concerts, and talk a little bit more. I mean, they're all big, but this is the staple, the season staple is the Christmas by Candlelight. Talk to me a little bit about what folks who show up to that and buy tickets to that, what they can expect.
You know, it's an exciting one. It's when our chorus and our orchestra are on the stage together. And this year, we actually have invited the Magic Circle players. Two of the Magic Circle players are going to come and read "Twas the Night Before Christmas" and from the stage. And we'll do some, you know, Troy and Katie Christofferson, our chorus director, will do a little bit of mood stuff to kind of set the stage literally for that fun reading. But again, it's what's really, as a musician, what's really cool for me is I always get chills because where I sit is really a nice spot to hear everything and in front of the chorus and all that. But to have that many musicians on stage at the same time that come from so many different towns, like Troy was mentioning, I mean, I've kind of started talking about counties because there are so many towns that they come from.
Yeah. And Christmas by Candlelight, I should mention once again, the dates are Friday, December 15th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 16th at 6:30 p.m. And you can get more information and tickets at valleysymphony.net. Again, that's valleysymphony.net. And Michael, I want to go back to you. I want to ask you to expand maybe a little bit on Cimarron Wealth Management's other community involvement. I know it's a big staple, a big part of the community. Talk a little bit about maybe some other efforts or just an update about how things are going.
Yeah, I mean, probably your average listener who tuned in for an update on the VSA doesn't care too much about what the latest happenings in wealth management. But yeah, I mean, and on the community front, you know, we over the last few years, we have really ramped up how much we give, not just in dollar terms, but the number of organizations. And,
sure.
You know, we've got several people with young kids who are passionate about childhood education and on boards of some different education-related groups around the area. And so we give a lot towards early childhood education, nonprofits, you know, the different food initiatives for people who are struggling to put food on the table for their families. You know, just there's a lot of good work happening on the nonprofit front, you know, both on the art side, like the VSA, sure, but then just the meeting, you know, basic human needs side. So the problem is there's too many good organizations to choose from. But yeah, we have many conversations with our clients about the purpose of building wealth. And it's not just to accumulate, it's to right, give back and to be generous. And so it's a priority for us as a team, as a business to live that out and be generous as well. So that's the root of it all.
You got to practice what you preach. And I agree.
Exactly.
That's part of the, one of the benefits of wealth creation is not just the creating of it, but leaving your legacy behind, if you will. And no better way than getting involved in the community. Troy, I want to ask you about just from an artistic standpoint, what fans and audience members who come to either Christmas by Candlelight or any of the other concerts taking place in season 52. What can they expect? What are you working on? What's the latest from the creative front?
Well, my hope is everybody who comes to a performance can learn a little bit, maybe hear something they haven't heard before and make it relevant to their lives. I mean, and growth in the arts. You know, people listen and hear music all the time, but maybe don't understand the story or know the story, or would like to hear some more about what's happening. I try to always have something informative from the stage, and the music is always going to be fun to listen to. I try not to get too serious if we can help it. Because really the idea of going to a concert, it should be an event. It should be something fun that you create memories with. So that's kind of been my goal along the line. You know, in the upcoming Christmas concert, we're playing the Leroy Anderson Christmas Festival, which is a perennial favorite. You'll hear it on the radio. You'll see it and hear it in movies. And it's just one of those things that everybody recognizes when they come to hear it. So that along with we're doing a new piece that the orchestra hasn't done before, a piece by Holst.
Christmas Day, which is a combination of carols specifically, and Gustav Holst style, which is really elegant and involves the whole chorus and the orchestra, and it's a big piece. It's going to be a lot of fun to put together.
Very good. Yeah, it's exciting stuff, and it definitely builds the anticipation. Stacy, I want to kind of leave it with you, and as we wrap up here, just want to ask anything else that you want to mention to our audience and about season 52, anything you want in terms of any updates or anything you have coming up.
You know, really, it's just get those Christmas concert tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most fun concert. It's going to be great. It's going to have, like I was saying, over 100 musicians on stage that come from all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's really fun, and it's inspiring, and it, like Troy said, it's memory making. So get those tickets and fill our halls.
ValleySymphony.net is the website where you can get more information. Again, Christmas by Candlelight, Friday, December 15th, Saturday, December 16th, and again, more info at valleysymphony.net. Thank you all for coming on. We very much appreciate it. Michael Murphy, Wealth Advisor with Cimarron Wealth Management, Troy Raper, the Orchestra Conductor with the Valley Symphony Association, and Stacy needs no title, no introduction. Stacy is the VSA. So thank you all very much, and we look forward to chatting with you again to talk a little bit more about how season 52 is progressing. So thanks for everything you provide the community, and we look forward to helping get the word out about that as we move forward. We'll now get back to our regularly scheduled program, and this is Town Square Media Montrose.